Welcome, everyone. And let me go ahead now and begin with the prelude. This is Alex Cook. The Lord is my song.
The Lord is my song. The Lord is my song. The Lord is my strength and my song. He will lighten my darkness and soften my hardness. He will sing me the ribbon of his song. The Lord is my light. The Lord is my light. The Lord is every hour of my life. He has lifted me from sadness and left me holding gladness. The Lord is the keeper of my life. The Lord is my love. The Lord is my love. The Lord breathes his love into my heart. With my life I am kneeling, and he gives me this feeling, a love from which I cannot be apart. The Lord has made us all. The Lord has made us all. The Lord has made us all to sing his song.
Welcome, everyone, to the Interactive Church Wednesday Testimony Meeting, a Christian Science teleconference hosted by csdirectory.com. We are delighted that you have joined us. Now, for those with a computer, the web address is csinteractivechurch.org. Within the turquoise box, click on the first link, which provides the order of service and links to the words of the hymns and other information. During the meeting, we will mute everyone's phone to help eliminate background noises, so enabling a clear connection. Later in the meeting, if you'd like to share a testimony, simply press *2 and your phone will be unmuted. Only the readings portion of this meeting will be recorded so that individuals around the world may have the opportunity to listen at their convenience. Let's begin our service singing hymn number 213. I'll read all the verses before we join in song. And a reminder that the link to the words of this hymn are on the Order of Service webpage. Hymn number 213. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for time to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. Before the hills in order stood, or earth received her frame, From everlasting thou art God, to endless years the same. A thousand ages in thy sight are like an evening gone, short as the watch that ends the night before the rising sun. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for time to come, thou art our guard while ages last, and our eternal home. Hymn number 213. Again, welcome everyone to this healing service at csinteractivechurch.org. The topic of the readings for this Wednesday meeting is Home, the Dearest Spot on Earth. And the hymns are number 213, number 278, and 3. I shall be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and correlative passage from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. From the Bible, Psalms. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. 1 Kings. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there, gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel, that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering 2 sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not. Go, and do as thou hast said. But make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord which he spake by Elijah. Joshua, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Proverbs. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Prepare thy work without, and make it fit for thyself in the field, and afterwards build thine house. Matthew. From that time Jesus began to preach, and to say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Romans. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Philippians. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Acts. For in him we live and move and have our being. John, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Hebrews, for every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. I'll now read related passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Pilgrim on earth, thy home is heaven. Stranger, thou art the guest of God. Home is the dearest spot on earth, and it should be the center, though not the boundary, of the affections. Heaven, harmony, the reign of spirit, government by divine principle, spirituality, bliss, the atmosphere of soul. The understanding, even in a degree, of the divine all-power destroys fear and plants the feet in the true path, the path which leads to the house built without hands, eternal in the heavens. Love is enthroned. That evil or matter has neither intelligence nor power is the doctrine of absolute Christian Science, and this is the great truth which strips all disguise from error. Love inspires, illumines, designates, and leads the way. Right motives give pinions to thought and strength and freedom to speech and action. Love is priestess at the altar of truth. Wait patiently for divine love to move upon the waters of mortal mind and form the perfect concept. Patience must have her perfect work. As the children of Israel were guided triumphantly through the Red Sea, the dark ebbing and flowing tides of human fear, as they were led through the wilderness, walking wearily through the great desert of human hopes and anticipating the promised joy, so shall the spiritual idea guide all right desires in their passage from sense to soul, from a material sense of existence to the spiritual, up to the glory prepared for them who love God. Soul has infinite resources with which to bless mankind, and happiness would be more readily attained and would be more secure in our keeping if sought in soul. Higher enjoyments alone can satisfy the cravings of immortal man. We cannot circumscribe happiness within the limits of personal sense. The senses confer no real enjoyment. If the foundations of human affections are consistent with progress, they will be strong and enduring. To gain Christian Science and its harmony, life should be more metaphysically regarded. The broadcast powers of evil, so conspicuous today, show themselves in the materialism and sensualism of the age, struggling against the advancing spiritual era. Beholding the world's lack of Christianity and the powerlessness of vows to make home happy, the human mind will at length demand a higher affection. The good in human affections must have ascendancy over the evil and the spiritual over the animal, or happiness will never be won. The attainment of this celestial condition would improve our progeny, diminish crime, and give higher aims to ambition. Every valley of sin must be exalted, and every mountain of selfishness be brought low, that the highway of our God may be prepared in science. When we realize that there is one mind, the divine law of loving our neighbor as ourselves is unfolded. Whereas a belief in many ruling minds hinders man's normal drift toward the one mind, one God, and leads human thought into opposite channels where selfishness reigns. Selfishness tips the beam of human existence toward the side of error, not toward truth. Denial of the oneness of mind throws our weight into the scale, not of spirit, God, good, but of matter. When we fully understand our relation to the divine, we can have no other mind but His, no other love, wisdom, or truth, no other sense of life, and no consciousness of the existence of matter or error. Ill-arranged notes produce discord. Tones of the human mind may be different, but they should be concordant in order to blend properly. Unselfish ambition, noble life motives, and purity, these constituents of thought, mingling, constitute individually and collectively true happiness, strength, and permanence. In divine science, man is sustained by God, the divine principle of being. The earth, at God's command, brings forth food for man's use. Knowing this, Jesus once said, "Take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink." Presuming not on the prerogative of his Creator, but recognizing God, the Father and Mother of all, as able to feed and clothe man as he doth the lilies. The divine mind, which forms the bud and blossom, will care for the human body even as it clothes the lily. But let no mortal interfere with God's government by thrusting in the laws of erring human concepts. In science, man is the offspring of spirit. The beautiful, good, and pure constitute his ancestry. His origin is not, like that of mortals, in brute instinct, nor does he pass through material conditions prior to reaching intelligence. Spirit is his primitive and ultimate source of being. God is his Father, and life is the law of his being. Spiritual development germinates not from seeds sown in the soil of material hopes, but when these decay, love propagates anew the higher joys of spirit, which have no taint of earth. Each successive stage of experience unfolds new views of divine goodness and love. Thoughts unspoken are not unknown to the divine mind. Desire is prayer, and no loss can occur from trusting God with our desires, that they may be molded and exalted before they take form in words and in deeds. Spirit, God, gathers unformed thoughts into their proper channels and unfolds these thoughts even as he opens the petals of a holy purpose in order that that purpose may appear. The divine mind that made man maintains his own image and likeness. All that really exists is the divine mind and its idea. And in this mind, the entire being is found harmonious and eternal. The straight and narrow way is to see and acknowledge this fact, yield to this power, and follow the leadings of truth. Adhesion, cohesion, and attraction are properties of mind. they belong to divine principle and support the equipoise of that thought force which launched the earth in its orbit and said to the proud wave, thus far and no farther. Spirit is the life, substance, and continuity of all things. We tread on forces. Withdraw them, and creation must collapse. Human knowledge calls them forces of matter, but divine science declares that they belong wholly to divine mind and are inherent in this mind, and so restores them to their rightful home and classification. Divine love always has met and always will meet every human need. It is not well to imagine that Jesus demonstrated the divine power to heal only for a select number or for a limited period of time, since to all mankind and in every hour, divine love supplies all good. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house, the consciousness of love forever. This concludes our readings.